church.
很高兴能今天在教会里看见大家。
Maybe I should say in the house of the Lord.
也许我们应该说是在神的殿里看，神的家中看到大家。
You know, many of you will tell me I'm very weak in my faith.
有些人，你们当中可能很多人可以跟会跟我说我的信心很小。
Some will say, I don't even have any faith.
有的甚至说我一点信心都没有。
But you know, every one of us, every day, live by faith.
但是你知道吗？我们当中的每一个人，其实我们每天都需要用信心来生活。
I'm talking about believers and unbelievers.
我这里讲的不仅仅是基督徒，还有那些不信主的人也是一样。
You see, faith is the heart of life.
因为真的信心是生活的中心。
You go to the doctor whose name you can't pronounce.
你去看医生，他的名字你都叫不出来。
He gives you a prescription that you can't read.
然后他给你开了一个药，药的名字你也看不懂。
You take it to a pharmacist you have never seen.
然后你去到那个药剂师那儿，这个药剂师你也不认识。
He gives you the medicine you don't understand.
然后他给你这个药，看上去很奇怪的。
And yet you take it.
但是你很有信心，你把它吃下去了。
Now isn't that living by faith?
你说你是不是靠信心而活呢？
When we flip a light switch.
当我们去开那个电灯开关的时候。
That's saying that I have life, I have faith in the power that will come through that for light.
你是有信心说那个你的电灯开关连着那个电源能让你的灯变亮。
And usually when we get in the car, we expect when we turn the ignition, it's going to start.
然后你坐到车里的时候，你想都不想，你把这个钥匙一拧，车就应该点着了，对不对？
We mail a letter expecting it to get there.
然后你寄信的时候，放在邮筒里，你也指望说它能够到你要寄的那个地方。
So you see, when you say, I have so little faith, you're living by faith all the time.
所以当你说你没有什么信心的时候，其实你的每天生活里，你已经在使用你的信心了。
Well, some of you say, well, we're talking about spiritual things.
但你可能说这个不一样，我们讲的是属灵的
这个信心。But spiritual faith is the same thing.
但是实际上属灵的信心是一样的。
The Buddhists have faith in Buddha.
这个信佛的人对这个佛祖有信心。
The Muslims have faith in Allah.
那这个穆斯林他们的信心放在这个阿拉身上。
The Hindus believe a lot of gods and believe in them faithfully.
那印度教信很多神，每一个他都很有信心。
Even the atheist that claims they claim there's nothing in religion.
甚至那些无神论者，他们不相信宗教。
They still have something in them that believes. Maybe it believes in oneness with nature.
但是他们仍然有某种信仰，有的时候可能是说这个人和自然合一。
They believe in the supremacy of science.
然后或者他们相信的是说科学高于一切，这也是一种信仰。
It may be that they have faith in some kind of a human potentiality.
或者他们的信心是在人身上，觉得人有很大的潜能可以挖掘出来。
I believe in myself.
有些人说我只信我自己。
I have faith in myself.
我对我自己有信心。
Sometimes when I watch the cooking contest and the baking contest.
有的时候我喜欢看那种厨艺秀哈。
They'll come on and they'll say, I'm going to win.
然后那些人都上来。
Nobody can beat me.
那些厨师上来都很有信心的说我肯定能赢，没人能比我强。
Of course then I see them going off with their head hanging.
那当然了，下去的时候都垂头丧气的。
What I'm trying to say is, faith is what our life consists of.
但是我想跟你讲的就是说我们的生活里到处都充满了信心这一回事。
When we get married,
当我们结婚的时候
it's a great leap of faith.
这是一个信心的很大的迈了很大的一步。
I don't know this person.
你真的完全了解这个人吗？
I might know his name or hear her name, where she comes from. I've spent some conversation, but you don't know her.
你可能知道他叫什么名字，多大了，从哪儿来的，然后跟他有一定的接触，但是你真的完完全全了解他吗？
You might say, I know Sister Schwartz.
你也可以说我认识这个Schwartz, 妈咪。
But I'm afraid maybe you don't know.
但我觉得你可能不完全了解我。
I can give you my social security number.
我可以把我的社会安全号告诉你。
I can give you my bank account number.
我甚至可以把我的银行号码也告诉你。
I can tell you my address, my age, my height, my weight, my body mass.
我可以告诉你我的地址，我的这个身高体重，甚至我的这个脂肪有占多少比例，我都可以告诉你。
But you really know anything about me?
但是你并不真的了解我。
Not really. But if you do want to know me,
可是如果你真的想认识我，
you would say she is the daughter of Marguerite and Melvin Schwartz.
你可能会知道说我的父母的名字是什么。
She's the granddaughter of Charles and Jenny Schwartz.
然后我的爷爷奶奶叫什么？
And she's the granddaughter of Solomon and Lulu Woodland.
然后我的外祖父母叫什么？
She's a team pastor for PBS CCC Church.
她是这个棕榈滩华人基督教会的这个牧师团的一员。
She ministers in China.
然后她也去中国去宣教。
And also she does here in the States and in Taiwan.
然后也在美国，然后也在台湾有服事。
Then you know a little more about.
那可能到此为止，你知道的会更多一些了。
So we see, we understand these things, and we know that we do live by faith. And if we want to know more about things, we have to know a little bit more. But basically, let me tell you what faith is. I believe.
所以我刚才讲的就是说，我们对我们的生活的事、周围的事物是有一些了解，没错，但是你并没有完全的了解，所以很多时候你的行事为人是要靠信心的。
Now,
所以我今天要就要讲这个信心到底是怎么一回事。
Now, in fact, I'm not going to give you the Bible definition right now.
我现在先不跟你讲说圣经上到底是说的，
Because faith has a very, very simple definition.
那因为在圣经上信心是有一个很简单的定义。
Faith is Trust.
信心就是信靠。
Now you understand trust, I think, a little more than you do faith.
可能我们讲信心比较大的一个词，但是你要说这个信任或者信靠，你可能比较容易明白。
All of your life you've been trusting.
因为你一生都是说相信某些事情。
As a baby, you trusted that one that would feed you.
你从小生下来，你就要靠着别人来喂养你长大。
As you went on, you trusted some of your friends.
然后你长大了以后，你也相信你的一些朋友。
So you had faith in them. You had a confidence in them. So basically, faith is trust.
所以你相信你的朋友，所以这个信心实际上就是一种相信，以至于说可以依靠。
You know, the atheists, they their religion is by faith also.
那无神论者其实他如果相信要没有神也是需要有信心的。
Because you know, they believe that the universe evolved from some mindless matter.
那他们相信说这个宇宙是一个就是一片混沌慢慢发展过来的，没有任何意义。
So accidentally emerged all of this from chaos.
所以一切都是在这个混乱中然后因为几率所产生的。
So they're saying we go from chaos to order.
然后呢，这混乱以后，慢慢变得有秩序了。
Now I've seen some homes in chaos that needed order.
我见过有一些家里真的是很混乱。
But let me tell you, there seems to me to be a harder thing to believe.
那个这个混乱的家庭，你想如果能够变得整齐，是可以自己变的吗？我觉得他们的信心可能更艰难，能够相信从混乱变成有序，然后还没有人帮忙。
Because the universe itself doesn't lean itself toward that.
因为这个宇宙本身不是这样子的。
It has tremendous order.
这个宇宙本身，如果你去研究的话，你会发现它是非常非常有序的。
Creation itself doesn't lend itself to that.
这个一切的存在不是简单单自然而然发生的。
It has tremendous order.
这个宇宙万物，然后生物界也好，这个。所有的一切都是很非常有序的。
So they're believing in something that they don't have evidence for.
所以他们所相信的这个需要更大的信心，因为连证据都没有。
But you know when it says in the beginning God made the heavens and the earth.
但是圣经告诉我们说，起初神创造天地。
It's talking about the beginning.
这里就圣经讲到了开始，起初。
It's talking about a very intellectual.A very intellectual entity.
而且讲到神这个非常有智慧的存在。
It has evidences as it shows the order of life.
然后这个圣经也讲到说，这个一切的创造是按照什么样的顺序，什么样的规律。
Actually, we see that it is more logical.
而且这里面有很多有逻辑关系。
And it's more reasonable.
而且更有道理。
Because you know, when I bake a cake, which I don't often do if I have for a long time.
那个有的时候我会烤个蛋糕，虽然我不经常做。
But you know the old story. You put your flour. If I miss something, don't be bothered. Flour and milk and butter and season. No, you don't put seasoning in it. Anyway, you put all of your articles up on the.
那你做蛋糕里面要有很多成分，你要你把面粉、鸡蛋、牛奶等等等等都摆在那里。
And you go back and sit back and read a book.
然后呢，你把它摆在那里以后，你就不管了，你就去到一边去读书了，是这样吗
？You say, "Schwartz, what are you waiting for?"
然后你就会说，你在等什么呢？东西都在那儿。
I'm waiting for those ingredients to come together and bake themselves.
我在等他们自己凑在一起，然后变出一个蛋糕来呀。
So one thing that faith isn't, it's not just a belief in something that doesn't really have any substance.
那这个信心不是说你只相信一个就是没有实质的东西。
Another thing that faith is not.
还有信心不是什么？
It's not the ability to manipulate God.
不是说你因为有信心就可以拿这个来操纵神。
Some people use it almost as some kind of a mystical medical process.
有些人是好像把这个信心可以拿来说能够使用成一个很奇妙的一个过程。
You name it and claim it.
然后有些人就说如果你这样宣告你就能够得着。
Now that sounds good.
虽然听上去不错。
The word of God tells us that whatsoever we pray for that he will.
那圣经也跟我们说那个你们求什么就必得着。
But then as we read on in God's word, sometimes there's conditions.
可是但是我们如果继续深读圣经的话我们会发现这个是有 这一切是有条件的。
Another thing we found that God doesn't seem to work in our way or our time.
还有我们会发现神做事的方式跟我们并不一样。
But you see, you and I can have substance in our faith.
但是我们的信心是可以有实质的。
And that is, it tells us that we rest on the promises of God no matter what happens.
这也就是说无论发生了什么样的事情环境如何你仍然可以这个凭着对神的信心而得安息。
So we see that we're not going to use faith to manipulate God.
所以信心不是说让我们拿来可以操纵神的工具。
Or to give us some spiritual element that seems to be higher than others.
或者是说我们这个好像属灵的境界 比别人更高。
Faith is really our intensity in our trust.
这个信心实际上就是说我们有到底有多么的信靠神这个程度到什么地方
Faith is not adhering to a lot of doctrinal rules.
这个信心也不是说听了很多这个教条就能得着的
Though they may be good.
虽然这个规条是好的
And may help us to draw closer to the Lord.
也可以帮助我们离神更近
Our faith is not based on that.
但是我们的信心的基础不在于此。
It's based on a relationship.
我们信心的基础在于一个关系。
With Jesus.
这个是和耶稣基督的关系。
This is where it all hinges.
这是所有的一切都悬于此。
Friends, we have to have that relationship.
朋友们，我们真的需要那个和耶稣基督的关系。
Years ago, when we first went to China,
在很多年前我们第一次去中国的时候
We had opportunities to work with the government churches.
那个时候我们有机会和那个政府教会合作
In she mama's hometown.
在那个许妈妈的那个家乡
Her dad was living then.
那个时候她父亲还在
And so they said to us, come over, we'll get you to preach in our church.
所以他们就说你到我们这里来我们就可以让安排你在我们教会讲道
Well, we put in 5 days, a good block of time there.
那所以我们因为他们这样邀请我们，我们就预留出来大概五天的时间。
But I said to Dorothy, I said, Dorothy, I know they won't let me preach, but maybe they will you.
那我就跟那个许师母讲，因为我是外国人嘛，他们可能不会让我在那个教会里讲到，但是可能会允许你讲。
But when we got there,
但是当我们到那里的时候
，the authorities already had said no. They used some kind of an excuse why.We couldn't preach.
那个领导就开始又找了借口，就是说不行，你们不能在教会里讲。
And then they called to all of the other government churches around and said, "Don't let us preach in their church."
而且警告周围所有的这些政府教会不允许，就是他们两个在那里面讲道。
Now, when I go to China, I go there to work.
那我去中国，我不是去玩，我是要去在那里工作的。
And all that hit me so hard.
所以当他们说我不能讲道的时候，我真的是很受打击。
But that night, a group of the elders came from the church, and we began to speak to them.
那但是那天呢，就是这个这些教，我不能去那些教会讲道，但是那个教会里面的长老就来找我们，然后我们就开始谈话。
And I admonished them that they would trust in God. They would be the leaders. They're the spiritual leaders. Well, that's what I thought.
那这些长老是这个教会的属灵的领袖，他们来跟我们见面的时候，我们就有机会跟他们一起来帮助他们。
When I stopped, one of them said,How can we give anything to the others when we don't have anything ourselves?
然后我们讲完了以后，这个长老其中有一个就跟我说，我们自己真的是都没有，我们怎么有办法来这个帮助喂养我们的会众呢？
That was my clue.
那个时候我就明白了。
It wasn't just the elders.
不仅仅是那些长老。
The young people admitted to us that they were living in immorality.
那时候的年轻人也承认他们这个活在一些不道德的这个关系中。
But thank God he's faithful.
但是感谢神他是信实的。
Dorothy came to me in the morning. She had said to me, you can sleep in.
那个第二天早上那个许师母就来看我，因为他之前跟我说你可以晚起床没关系。
And at 9 o'clock she came, get up, the taxi's waiting.
可早上9点他就叫我说起来那个出租车在等着呢。
Taxi's waiting.
等什么呀
？Yes, she said, "Get up quick."
她就说你赶紧起来。
So I got up and got dressed quick, got in the taxi.
然后我就很听话。
I'm not even sure what's happening.
我就很听话，这个都弄好了，就坐在出租车上，我也不知道要去哪。
We got to a building that was not finished.
然后就到了一个还没有完工的建筑物那里。
And before long, there may have been 120 in there.
然后过了大概没多久，就来了100多人。
I believe before it was over a couple days, it was 200 there.
然后大概。一两天以后就有200多人。
These were house church members.
那些都是家庭教会的成员。
To make a long story short, we had a wonderful, wonderful revival.
那长话短说，我就在那段时间里就有机会那个讲了很多道，帮助很多人，让他们能够苏醒过来。
Lives were brought alive again.
然后有一个复兴，然后这个属灵的生命
能够重新活起来。The leadership of the deacons, God really, our elders, that God really got hold until now. The differences that they used to have were coming together, I guess, because one woman said to me, "Oh, it's so good to see them together."
那些长老和执事也能够就是放下他们之间的分歧，能够一起来合作，然后能更。贴近神，因为其中有一个妇女告诉我说，看见他们能够和睦，真的是非常好。
Now they were living a second-class situation in the government because they were Christians.
对于那个在大陆的基督徒来说，他们就有点像二等公民一样，是被歧视的。
But many of them, if not most of them, their grandfathers and their fathers, or maybe their grandfathers, were Christians. Some of them died.For Christ,
他们当中很多人就是父辈，然后祖父辈都是基督徒，而且甚至说就是因为这样的缘故受逼迫，甚至去世。
So they were labeled Christians.
所以他们是被贴上标签的。
One woman whose husband was one of the elite that watched over the church.
那这个有一个姊妹，她的先生是那个是两会的主席。
And she came and she began to talk to us. And her grandfather, I think, had been martyred, or her father had been a pastor.
然后她过来跟我们讲说，她的这个爷爷是被那个，就是因为是基督徒被杀的。
But she had nothing.
然后她爸爸也是。
She loved to sing. She was part of the church.
她喜欢唱歌，而且她也是教会的一员，但是她自己没有那个。
But you know, Jesus came, and our sister.If you could have seen the change in her,
但是就因为她是有这样的传统，但是她自己里面没有那个信仰。然后在我们在的那几天，你可以看到她的那个改变，真的是非常的不一样。
What I'm trying to say is not anything against the government, anything against it. It was a situation where they were living on the past, on their fathers, on their mothers, grandmothers' religion, but nothing for self.
我这里讲不是说讲那个政府怎么样，而是说这些所谓传统的基督徒，家里是世代基督徒，他们所宣称的这个信仰，实际上是他们父辈的、祖父辈的，但是不是他们自己的。
So what I'm saying is the basis of faith must be a relationship with Jesus.
这也就是我为什么说这个你的信仰的根基一定要是与耶稣基督的关系。
Otherwise, you're believing a tradition.
不然你相信的不过是传统而已。
You're believing an organization.
你相信的是一个组织。
But thank God, you can have a relationship with Jesus.
但是感谢主，你是可以和耶稣有一个关系的。而且当你跟他建立这个关系的时候
，That is when your faith begins to enlarge because your trust begins to grow in Jesus.
这个时候你的信心就可以成长，因为你信靠耶稣的心可以成长。
There was a centurion.Which is a leader, a Roman leader, captain, general, whatever you want, over 100 men.
圣经里有讲到一个罗马的百夫长。
And one of his servants, or one of his men, was ready to die, his servant. And he must have loved that servant very much.
他有一个仆人生病快要死了，他是很爱这个仆人的。
He loved that servant enough to leave his place and go out to a Jew.
然后，所以他那个很爱他的仆人，所以他就情愿说去找那些犹太人。
If you knew the culture in that day, you knew that that man lowered himself in his own eyes and the eyes of others.
如果你要理解当时那个社会背景的话，你就知道他这样做实际上是屈尊，是降卑这么做的。
So here's this man in front of him.
所以这个百夫长来到
，and the elders are saying, "Oh, Jesus."Heal him because he has built a temple for us. He's been so good to the Jewish religion.
那这个百夫长去求那些犹太人，这些犹太人就去找耶稣说：“你帮帮他吧，因为他这个他很爱我们的百姓，又帮我们建造会堂，他是一个好人。”
But that centurion didn't listen to them at all, nor Jesus.
那但是这个
the centurion didn't listen to
those people, nor did Jesus listen to them.They had a conversation of themselves.
但是他们说的这些话，那个耶稣也没有听，百夫长也没有听。
The first thing he said to Jesus was, "Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee."
那这个百夫长那个去见托了人去见耶稣，然后对他说：“主啊，不要劳动，因你到我舍下，我不敢当。”
Somewhere he had seen, heard, or experienced.The fact that Jesus was the Son of God.
他可能之前听说，或者是听别人讲，或者是怎么样，他有所耳闻说。
He humbled himself.
耶稣，他知道说耶稣是神的儿子，所以他愿意降卑。
He said, "But just say the word."
他说你不用来，他只要你说。
And my servant will be healed.
只要你说一句话，我的仆人就会好了。
Now, isn't that trust?
你想他真的是不是很有信心？
Because he said, "You see, Lord,
很相信耶稣。
I'm a man of authority also."
因为他说我也是管，就是掌权的管人的。
And if I say to one go, he goes. If I say to one come, he comes.
那就所以，我被对那些我的士兵说你去，他就会去；让他来，他就会来。
And my servants do what I tell them.
而且我的仆人就会照我的吩咐去做。
In other words, he was saying, "Thou art God. Thou art the one that is the head."
所以他的意思就是说
，The one that if oh, I'm sorry.
耶稣，你是那个头，你是神的儿子。
The one that if you say go, it'll go. If you say come, it'll come.
那你叫他来，他就会来；你叫他去，他就会去。
Do you know what Jesus said?
他耶稣听见这话，他说什么了
？He said, "I have found no greater faith, not in Israel."
他说我就是在以色列当中也没有见过这么大的信心。
You see, that faith was in a man who humbled himself, but he trusted Jesus.
这个人他愿意降卑，而且他是信靠，他相信耶稣，信任他。他也明白什么叫做有权柄。
It meant when you're in authority, you can do what you please to those that are under you.
所以你有权柄的时候，你就可以指挥你下面的人要做你想要他们做的事情。
While he was in another place, when he or maybe at the same time, I think, while there was a woman who had an issue of blood.
那他这个在可能是在同一个地方又有一件事情，就是有一个女人患血漏
，for 12 years，
十二年的时间。
I sort of understand that I've been sick for quite a many years. Found out just 2 weeks ago it was the medicine I was taking.
那我可能可以理解他的这个感，因为我有一段时有很长一段时间，就是很多年都是有受一种病的这个困扰，但是。就在两个星期前才发现说是因为我吃了一种药的缘故。
So I can understand a little bit of what this woman was.
所以我可能可以稍微能够理解她这个女人的这个感受。
Now she wasn't pushing up and stand before him like the centurion.
他并没有说像那个百夫长一样到他面前然后直接跟他说。
She was a nobody,
因为他
far as others concerned.
无名无姓。
But there was one thing she knew.
但是他知道一件事情。
That this man had the power to heal.
他知道耶稣有这个医治的能力。
She believed, she trusted.
他相信他。
And we see that she says, if I can, what she's doing, if I can only touch the very hem of his garment, I'll be healed.
所以她呢就到了耶稣的背后，心想说，只要能摸到他这个衣裳的边儿，可能我的这个病就能好了。
She wasn't praying, Lord, give me faith. Lord, help me to believe. Lord, I believe.
她并没有祷告说，这个神啊，你给我信心，你帮助我能够相信你。
She was giving a statement.
她在这里是一个宣告，她所做的。
It was a fact.To her,
对他来说这是一个事实，只要他能碰到他就能好。
Touch the hem of his garment,
就是没有任何怀疑，只要能摸到肯定就好了。
And she did, and she got healed.
而且他真的就这么做了，也真的就那个血漏就止住了。
You see, faith is really being sure of what we hope.
这个信心就是我们所盼望的事情，我们是确定的。
And certain of what we don't see.
我们看不到的事情，我们也有确据。
Tozer said.That he was a very good preacher. He said faith means that we keep our eye on God who has control instead of keeping our eye on the circumstance.
这个陶树说过，他说这个信心就是说让我们的眼睛盯住那个掌权的神，而不是盯住我们周围的环境。
When we can see something, we don't need to hope for it.
如果我们能够看到那个东西的话，我们就不用再盼望了，对不对？
But it's the fact that when I look at my circumstances and recognize how hard they may be, but I'm trusting God.
可是这个事实上就是说，我们看到我们周围的环境，我们知道看得见我们眼前的困难，但是我们仍然可以相信神。
I think in the Bible, the one expresses it most was Jehoshaphat.
那这里边最这个圣经上最主要的一个是约沙法。
He was facing sudden death from three different areas, three different people coming to fight him.
这个约沙法他是一个犹大国的国王，那他有一次的时候呢，周围有三个国家的聚集在一起要攻击他。
Bad circumstances.
那情况对他来说很糟糕。
And what he did, it said he after he felt that first fear come over him, he turned his eyes to God.
他一开始也很害怕，但是当他这个害怕过去之后，他就知道他要转眼去仰望神。
He called a day of prayer. He called a time of prayer when all the people would gather.
他就宣告要全国的人都要在那一天都要祷告，一起聚集。
And he began to tell God all the things that God had done for Israel.
然后他就在那个时候，他就向神祷告，就隶属这个神为以色列所做的这些事情。
His trust was in God.
他那个时候就把他的信心放在神的身上。
Never had to lift a finger, and he got all the things that were there to collect for their bounty.
那结果是这个事情的结果就是他根本都不用出去打仗，这些来攻打他的人自相残杀，最后他们就只需要收取战利品就好了。
Moody says, "I pray for faith."
那这个穆迪他曾经说过
"And thought someday it would come down and strike me like lightning. I just have the faith."
他穆迪说他也曾经说祷告求神给他信心，而且感觉这个是不是就是好像哪天突然像被这个雷击中一样，就神就给了他很多信心。
But faith didn't seem to come.
但是事情并没有这样发生。
They said one day I was reading Romans and read this.
但后来他就说有一天我在读罗马书，我就读到了这。
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
那罗马书里讲到说这个信心是从听神的道而来的。
He said, I used to pray with my Bible closed and then I would pray for faith.
那我经常他就说我从前经常是祷告的时候就把我的圣经合起来然后祷告求神给我信心。
Now he said, I pray with my Bible open and I begin to study about faith and my faith has been growing.Ever since.
那他说我现在是用打开的圣经，我学习神的话语，然后我的信心就不断的增长。
So let's look at what the Bible tells us that faith does.
那我们一起来看这个圣经上说信心到底能做什么。
I want us to go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter.
希伯来书十一章。
And verse 1 through 6.
第一节到第六节。 翻到我们就一起来读希伯来书十一章。来，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信就知道诸世界是借神的话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。好。
Now this whole chapter gives a whole list of people who put their trust in God.
那希伯来书十一章讲了，提到了很多人，这些人都是因为信，然后能够列在希伯来书十一章
上。And it shows us what real faith does.
这个就给我们看见说真的，真正的信心能让人做什么样的事情。
For one thing, faith will give us a heartfelt worship.
第一，就是这个信心能让我们从心里对神来敬拜。
We see Abel here.
这里给我们举的例子是亚伯。
That worship God by faith.
他因着信献祭于神。
May I say to you that every time you come Sunday morning,
我可以这样对你讲吗？每一次礼拜天的早上，你到教会来的时候，
if you are truly worshiping,
如果你真的是来敬拜神的话，
you're doing it by faith.
你是凭信心来的。
You don't see Jesus here.
你来这儿并没有看到耶稣坐在上面。
You see some very poor substitutes.
你看到是这个很不像样的这个代表。
You don't hear the royal angels singing.
你也听不到这个很美的这个天使的高歌。
You hear Mrs. She and the others practicing.
你听到的是许师母带着诗班在那儿练习。
But let me tell you, when we come to worship Him and truly worship, what are we doing?
但是我们真的是到教会来，当我们真的是来敬拜他的时候，来献祭于他的时候，我们是凭着信心来的。
By faith, I know that he's there.
因为凭着信心，我们相信他在我们当中。
And sometimes my emotions even get in there, and I can sense his presence.
有的时候我们的情绪也能够跟得上，我们真的是能够感受到他的同在。
By faith, I'm believing that Jesus is the Son of God.
那凭信心，我们相信耶稣是神的儿子。
By faith, I believe the Holy Spirit is my guide and my counselor and the one that keeps me straight.
那凭信心，我们也相信圣灵在指导我们，在帮助我们，是我们的保惠师。
So when we come, we are coming by faith.
所以我们来的时候是凭信心来的，我们相信。
So some of you who say, I have little faith, I just don't know how to trust.
所以如果你们当中有人说我的
信心很小，then either you're not worshiping or you don't understand that worship is faith.
你说我不太能相信的时候，其实你可能是说你不知道到底什么叫做敬拜，或者是说你并不了解你实际上已经在这么做了。
Now we see Abel came.
那这里提到了亚伯。
And he gave a sacrifice.
在亚伯献祭与神。
It's strange that he talks.About the sacrifice, of course, is looking on to Jesus, but he gave something.
那我们讲到献祭的时候，我们都知道这个献祭是象征着这个耶稣的耶稣来。那但我们也知道说亚伯他献祭的时候他给了一些东西。
But Lord, what can I give?
那你可能会说，那主啊，我能给你什么呢
？I can give myself.
我可以把我自己给神。
I can give my tithe.
我可以给我的十一奉献。
I can give my alms to the poor.
我也可以给我可以帮助那些贫穷的人。
I can give unto the Lord when I see the needs are there.
所以我可以当我看到有需要的时候，我可以给出去。这个给就是给神的。
Did you know that was worshiping?
你知道这也是敬拜吗？就是也是献祭吗
？When we give back to God what we have, we're saying, "Oh, we thank you, Lord."Thank you for the mental ability, the physical ability, the ability to be a steward. Thank you, Lord.
当我们把我们所有的给一些给神的时候，我们实际上是在对神感谢。我们跟他说，感谢他让我们有这个头脑的能力、身体的能力，可以去做工。
Then let us go on to what else faith does for us.
那我们继续看这个相信还能让我们做什么。
It's by faith we walk.
我们实际上是凭信心而活的。
Now he gave us in the Bible here Enoch as an example.
这里给我们举的例子是以诺。
He walked with God.
圣经上讲说以诺与神同行。
And one day he and God walked off and was never seen again.
然后有一天走着走着就没有再回来了。
Now I'm not trying to explain any of it. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says.
我不是在跟你讲故事，这个是神的话所说的。
But when we serve the Lord,
但是当我们服侍神的时候
，we are walking with Him.
我们是与神同行。
By faith, I walk every day with Him.
我们凭着信心，我们每天和他在一起。
By faith, I honor Him with my prayers.
我们凭着信心，我们那个借着祷告来荣耀神。
By faith, I lift up my situations.
凭信心，我把我的环境、我的情况交给他。
By faith, I talk to him.
而且我们祷告跟他说话的时候，也是凭着信心跟他说话。
And you know what it said that he that walked by faith.
你知道这个凭信心与神同行的人是怎么说吗？
It's the kind of faith that pleases God.
这个是得神 这样的信心是讨神喜悦的。
The same way that when Abel gave his sacrifice and gave what he gave, it tells us that that was the kind of faith that pleases God.
这个当亚伯凭信心献祭的时候，他因为他的这个祭是凭着信心献的，所以这个信心是蒙神的喜悦的。
We communicate with him by faith.
我们跟神的交流也是凭着我们的相信。
If you were at my house, you don't have to do it the way I do because I'm a sanguine, I've got to talk.
你不用非跟我一样，我是很爱说话的人。
And so I talk to the Lord a lot.
所以我常常跟神有这个交谈。
It's my way of really communicating.
因为对我来说，我就是这样跟他沟通的。
And I talk to him about all kinds of things.
而且什么事情我都可以跟他讲。
Lord, what can I cook with this?
那我有时候会问神说，这个东西拿来做什么好呢？
Yeah, I talk to him about all kinds of things.
我什么都会跟他讲。
But that's my walk.
但是这是我跟他的关
系。I don't know what your walk is.
你不一定要跟我一样，跟他也是这样的。
But we need to commune with him, walk with him. By faith we do it.
但是不管方式如何，你要与他同行，跟他沟通，凭着信心和他一起生活。
Visibly, I've never seen God, or Jesus, or the Holy Spirit.
从来没有见过这个神也好，耶稣也好，圣灵也好，我都没有见过他们的形象。
But by times I felt, at times I felt him so close.
但是我常常会感受到他就在我的身边，非常的近。
Because I knew it was him.
因为我知道那个是他。
So we see then you and I really walk by.
所以我们看到说，我们真的是我们的生活，我们的所行是凭信心的。
I hope your faith level is rising.
我盼望着你们这个信心是在
成长的。Maybe you never thought about this is the things that keep me in faith and helps my faith to grow. The more intense I am.
你可能没有想过说这些事情能够帮助你的信心能够成长，能够变得更的强烈。
Let's see another man whose faith pleased God.
那我们看到还有另外一个人，他的信心也蒙神的喜悦。
It was Noah.
就是挪亚。
Now he wasn't worshiping then.
挪亚那个时候并没有献祭。
We see that he wasn't walking with God.
圣经上也没有说他与神同行。
His trust was in God.
但是他信靠神。
He knew God was there.
他知道神在那里。
And so God called him to work.
所以神呢就指示他让他做事情。
Most of us that are here, those particularly have been in ministry, some of us have been in ministry for many, many years.
我们当中可能有一些人可能已经在教会服侍很多很多年。
Some of us for almost our whole life.
有些人可能一生都是在服侍神。
Sometimes through some hard situations.
有的时候我们会经历到一些困难。
But you know, if we didn't believe it was God, we wouldn't make it.
但是你知道，如果我们不是因为相信是神让我们做这些事的话，我们就不会坚持下来。
But by faith, we work for God.
但是凭着信心，凭着对神的相信，我们为他工作。
When I give to someone in need, by faith I'm giving it because God wants me to.
当我们去帮助那些需要的人的时候，我们试着凭着信心，因为知道我们相信神。愿意我们这样做。
There was one time a little boy, he must have been hearing about Noah.
曾经有一个小男孩，他有听到挪亚的故事。
So she told her she was they're going to say grace, and she asked her little grandson to say grace.
那有一个祖母就那个他们在吃饭的时候要祷告，他就让这个小男孩来祷告。
He thanked God for the food.
那这个小男孩就开始祷告，说感谢神给他们食物。
And then he said, "And Lord, if you need someone to build an ark, I'll do it."
然后他就说神呐，如果你还需要人做方舟的话，我愿意来帮你。
Precious little thing.
他真的是他有信心。小孩子的信心。
You see, this is what God wants us to say.
这也是神想让我们说的。
Lord, if you want me to love and help that family, I will.
主，如果你要我去帮助，去爱那个家
庭，那我愿意。If you want me to stand behind the church to see it grow for you, I will.
如果你要我在这个教会服侍，来看着他成长的话，我愿意。
So by faith, we work for God.
所以我们为神做事情，也是凭着我们的信心。
Now I'm not going to go through all of them in this chapter.
那我不会把这个十一章全讲完，就再多讲一个而已。
Now we see that our last Bible hero.
那我们这里看到的最后一个这个英雄，
best known of all of them.
可能是这个最有名的一个。
And that was Abraham.
就是亚伯拉罕。
Now I don't know how old Abraham was when God first spoke.
那神最开始跟他说话呼召他的时候，我们并不知道亚伯拉罕是多大年纪。
But it was a life-changing thing.
但是对他来说，这是一个改变他一生的转折点。
His father was in the business of making idols. That was his job.
那他的父亲在当时是做那些就是偶像的那个工匠。
But when God came to him,
但是当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候
，somehow there was a reality to him that God is real.
那亚伯拉罕明白说神是真实的。
So as he left, because God told him to,
那神让他去，所以他就很听话，就离开了。
Traveled in a tent for the rest of his life.
然后就一直之后就一直住在帐篷里。
And God gave him one beautiful promise after another.
那神一直不断的给他应许。
Your seed will be as sands of the sea.
那讲到你的这个后代要如海边的沙一样多。
He went on to promise him that out of you would come that would something bless the nation.
而且会说，就是说，从你的后裔会这个世上的万国要因着你蒙福。
So we see now Abraham walking with God.
那我们就在这里看到亚伯拉罕与神同行，他敬拜神。
And we see that as he goes along, everything is moving normal.As far as his everyday life,
那你看，我们看到说，在他的这个生活当中，好像一切都很正常。
Now he must have been at least the age when God promised him a son.
那我想在他当神应许说他会有一个这个儿子的时候，他们可能那个时候还年轻，还是有可能的。他和他的太太。
But the years began to pass along.
但是呢，时间一点一点的过去了。
Where is these people? The sands of the sea.
还是没有孩子，一个孩子也没有，那哪来的这个海边的沙一样多的子孙后代呢？
They went through some trials with this, some testing time.
这个变成说这个对他们信心的考验的一件事情。
But they kept waiting.
但是他们一直在等候。
And they waited.
一直等待。
They waited until he was 100 years old and she was 90.
只等到说这个亚伯拉罕已经100岁了，他的妻子90岁。
And it have to be a miracle from God.
那这个时候要再有孩子的话，那一定是神迹了。
And sure enough, a little boy cried one night.
可是正是这样发生的。
And they had that promise.
就是这个撒拉在这样年老的时候能够生一个孩子。
Now, they only have one child. That doesn't seem like the sands of the sea, does it?
那他们可是到最后也只有一个孩子，这从这个一个孩子怎么出来这么多呢
？But somehow.Even though it tells us in the Word of God, he did not see the promise when it came to fruition.
那这个圣经上也告诉我们说，这个亚伯拉罕去世的时候，他并没有看到神所应许他的这个子孙后代实现在他的眼前。
But the Jews are much like the Chinese, in every country you're going to find them.
那但是犹太人你就会发现，就像中国人一样，世界各地到处都有。
They killed 6 million of them, and there's still quite a few million left.
那在二战的时候，那个有600多万的犹太人被杀死，但是到今天仍然还有很多很多的犹太人。
So what do we see here? By faith we wait.
我们这里看到的是说，我们凭信心来等待。
God doesn't do things like we do.
神做事情的方式和我们不一样。
I remember one time I got a liking for a young man.
我记得有一次我还年轻的时候很喜欢一个男孩子。
I thought this would be wonderful.
我就在想说哎呀接下来我可。
But as you see, it never came to pass.
但是没有实现。
But as the years went by,
但是后来时间慢慢过去了。
And I saw that young man.
然后我就再看到这个年轻人的时候。
How many times I thank God I never got it.
我很感谢神我没有跟他结婚。
So sometimes, you know, we can, what God's saying, that's not the thing, child. You just wait, I've got something better.
所以有的时候神就说神就会对我们说 你要等待这个不是我给你预备的我给你预备的更好
So we wait for an answer to prayer
所以我们也是等待我们等待我们的这个那个祷告得到应许
I remember John when he lost his job and they were building the church and John said I believe God wants me to stay here and build the church
那我还记得庞中奇当时那个工作没有工作的时候那个时候我们正在建堂那他就凭信心说我相信神要把我留在这里来帮助完成这个建堂的工作
because he believed God
因为他相信神
and wasn't soon he was out of a job but then the job came and it was a pretty good one John wasn't it
所以他有一段时间是没有工作的但是他仍然等待然后后来他有了一个就很好的工作
forgive me for using you but that was good
我很抱歉用你的例子
you have to understand that God when he said something it's going to come
你要知道说当神应许的话一定会实现的
so if we have to wait for a result sometimes we have to wait for a result for a medical test
我们有的时候需要等待这个结果出来有的时候你像你做去做健康检查有这个体检的时候有一些实验结果也需要等待
Are you on the phone every day saying I want my results?
那你在等这个检验结果出来的时候你是不是每天都打电话说出来没有出来没有
You have to wait
你要等的
When I was in Haiti I had typhoid fever
我在那个海地的时候有得了伤寒
I was in the hospital.
然后就住在医院里。
When I got out, they said something about how it affects your blood and you have to have your blood tested. It might have such and such a thing.
然后我出来的时候他们就说你这个病会影响你的血液的这个怎么样然后所以我要经常的去验血。
So I went to the place and got my blood taken.
所以呢我就到那个验血的地方他们给我抽了血。
So I waited.
然后就等待这个检验
结果。I don't know how long I waited for that.
等了好久好久。
Well, you know how the mind is. Must have been something bad in that thing.
那你等待的时候，你就开始遐想。
I must have something with it, you know. And I'm thinking about this.
哎，这是不是很糟糕啊？怎么这么长时间？是不是有什么问题
？So finally, I figured it was real long time.
因为等了真的是非常久。
So I went there to them.
我等不及了，我就去问他们怎么回事。
And they investigated.
然后，所以他们就去查。
And they said the man that was doing it dropped the vial, and they didn't, and they lost it.
他们就说哦，最后查出来说是这个做这个化验的人把这个那个装血的那个管子掉地上摔破了，所以一直没有出来结果。
You see, faith that pleases God will enable you to wait with confidence.
所以当你对神有信心的时候，你可以凭着这个信心等
待。By faith, you just believe God.
你就相信他。
Like that man that was a general, he knew what authority. He knew that this man.Had authority.
就像那个百夫长一样，他有。
So he could do it if he wanted to. If he didn't want to, he didn't have to.
他有信心知道说耶稣有权柄，有权柄的话，他想做就一定可以做。他不愿意做，那是他的事情。
But remember this, he said, all things will work together for good.
但是你要记得，神告诉我们说，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益。
I'm happy I never married that man.
我很高兴，我年轻的时候没有结婚。
I've been happy about some other things that God has just.
那我的生命中，当我那个回头看的时候，我也有很高兴，说有一些事情当时并没有，就是说。
But I know what it is to wait and wait, and then God comes through.
但是我知道，说是就是说等候神是什么样子，你等待，直到有一天你看到神的工作的结果。
When I went to the Asian area,
我那个时候在亚洲服侍的时候
，there were some goals that I would like to see.
那个时候我也有一些构想，有一些那个计划。
And one of them was a coffee shop where people could come and talk about Jesus.
那个时候我就很想说能够开一个咖啡馆，然后那个人大家来的有人来的时候，我们就可以跟他们讲耶稣。
And there was some that scoffed at that.
那有些人嘲笑我这种想法。
And so it was a long time. I don't know how many years passed.
很多年过去了。
And that very same area started a coffee shop.
然后那个地方真的是有一个咖啡馆。
Sometimes we have to wait.
有的时候我们需要等候。
But you see, that's the kind of faith that pleases God.
但这个等候的信心也是蒙神喜悦的。
So for all of you today, you live by.
那我们今天在座的每一个人，实际上我们都是凭信心生活。
You see, you live by faith more than you realize.
比你想象的更多。
When you come to worship,
当你来敬拜的时候。
When you come to waiting on God,
当你等候神的时候。
When you come working,
当你去工作的时候。
And when you walk with Him,
当你与他同行
的时候。We're doing all of that by faith.
我们所做的这一切都是凭着相信来做的。
But the wonderful thing is.He said, one day, your faith will be sight.
但是这最奇妙的是说，神应许我们有一天，我们所相信的这一切都要在我们眼前成为事实。
All of us has one great faith, and that is, Father, someday we're going to be with you.
我们每一个人当我们都有这个信心说，有一天我们会亲眼看到神。
John Wesley said, Christians die well.
那这个约翰卫斯理说，这个基督徒真的死得很美好。
Because we have a hope, we have a trust, we have a faith.
因为我们有一个盼望，我们有一个相信，我们有这个信心。
Friends, you are living by faith if you are in relationship, and you are worshiping, and you are walking, and you are waiting, and you're working.
朋友们，你们当你在等候，当你在敬拜，当你在与神同行，你在为神工作的时候，你所做的这一切都是凭信心来做的。
But let your faith become a greater intensity.
但是让你的信心能够成长，能够变得越来越强烈。
Let it grow by what you see God has done and what He will do.
当你看到神所做的事情和他将要做的事情的时候，让你的信心能够长大。
The devil doesn't destroy our faith; he destroys our confidence.
这个魔鬼。摧毁的不是我们的信心，而是我们的。
Whether it's our confidence in God or in ourselves,
我们对神的这个自信，对我们的自信，或者是说对神的这个信心。
Don't let him do it.
不要让魔鬼摧毁你的信心。相信。
Father,
我们一起祷告。
We're so glad.
天父，我们很感谢你。
That we are living by faith.
因为我们的生命是靠信心的。We are walking by faith.我们是靠信心与你同行的。
Lord, we're working by faith.
我们是靠信心为你工作。
Thank God, one of these days.
感谢神，因为有一天。
Our faith shall become sight.
我们的这个信心会成为事实。
And we shall see you.
我们将能看到你的容面。
And know you.
真的是面对面的认识你。
And communicate face to face.
与你交谈。
We look forward to this time.
我们期盼那一天的到来。
And we thank you.
我们也感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. Thank you.
谢谢。